KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:03, we have partly cloudy to cloudy skies and 47 degrees still here at the Nishna Valley's official weather station. We look forward to be mostly cloudy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms, a high of 58. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. The Audubon School Board will hold a special session 5:30 p.m. today in their boardroom at the high school. Their session begins with a public hearing on the fiscal year 2020 budget, followed by approval of a budget guarantee resolution, the budget plan for certification, and approval of the FY 2020 bargaining agreement with the Audubon Education Association. Prior to adjourning, the Audubon School Board will hold an exempt or closed session for discussion with regard to negotiations with those employees not represented by a collective bargaining unit. Their next regular meeting is Monday at 7 p.m. The CAM School Board Monday evening adopted their budget guarantee resolution and approved the 2019-2020 certified budget following a public hearing. Superintendent Casey Burlaw said they certified their budget at $10 per $1,000 valuation. He said also the board approved the continuation of sharing agreements with the Griswold and Nottoway Valley school districts. It was the fifth year of sharing positions with Nottoway Valley. The board also approved the purchase of two vehicles for the district. They decided to purchase two Chevy Suburbans from Detter Motor Company in Atlantic to replace one vehicle that was wrecked and the other with high mileage and ongoing issues. Burlaw said the CAM school board approved several resignations as well.
One from Sheila Simmons. She's a cook in Messina. Linda Havens, our high school secretary, been there a long time, so that's going to be a change for us. Tiffany Mills has been a cook in our high school this year. She resigned. And then Brian Fogelman, he's our principal at North Elementary. He resigned that position, effective at the end of the year.
Contracts were also approved during Monday's school board meeting.
We approved a contract to Lynn Johnson as an assistant track coach. That was dictated by the number of kids we got out for track. We got quite a few out this year, needed another coach. We did approve a hire, Brian Fogelman, as our high school at-risk person. So he's going from the principal role back to the classroom.
And the 2019 graduating seniors list at the CAM High School and Connections Academy was approved as well during their board meeting on Monday. The Cass County Board of Supervisors on Tuesday canvassed the results of the April 2nd $9.5 million bond vote for the Atlantic Community School District. Auditor Dale Sunderman confirmed the measure passed by more than a supermajority.
All totaled together, came up with 736 yes, 385 no, so that's a total of 65.7 yes, 34.3% no.
Board Chair Steve Byer noted that the 573 of the votes were cast absentee. Sunderman said the aim was to get at least 1,000 people to vote on the proposition. The board also heard from Atlantic photographer Fred Fidelke, who is one of the local photographers who take passport photos. Fidelke wondered why, when in May 11th of 2016, the board was against the county recorder buying passport photo equipment, was she allowed to do so this year? Fidelke voiced his opposition in 2016 and explained why.
I heard about it. I came to the supervisors' meeting and stated my opposition. The main opposition was county government should not be in competition with small business. There's other reasons as well, but that's the big one. After some discussion, the supervisors voted unanimously that she should not purchase this equipment and should not sell photographs. So a week ago, maybe a little longer, there's a story in the newspaper and on the radio stations that the recorder is going to start taking passport photos in her office beginning April 8th, yesterday. I saw that and I kind of wondered, what about the vote that was done almost 3 years ago?
And he said that a review of the board's minutes from May of 2016 through March of 2019 makes no mention of passport photos being allowed or expressing an interest in taking passport photos by the board. Fidelke mailed letters to each of the supervisors and wanted to reinforce his case against the county offering the service. He asked, is this the vote that was taken May 2016? Did that just go away? Is it null and void? And can the county officers or agencies say that they didn't like the vote the way the vote didn't go the way they wanted, and they want to do what they want? A board chair, Steve Byer, said there's one explanation for why the equipment may have been purchased or the measure was passed.
What one board does doesn't bind all future boards. In other words, decisions can be changed. In fact, that's why we have elections, sometimes.
Okay.
And not that this was ever a pressing issue, but I think you're also aware that requirements for passport photos have been changed, upgraded, whatever.
You're probably more aware of that than anyone in the room.
Supervisor Steve Green said the board doesn't have control over what the department heads do, except for when it comes to their budget.
I think there's a misunderstanding in the general public that the Board of Supervisors authorizes what this office or that office does. Our only power in that office is once a year when we set the bottom line of their budget. Anything that the board did prior, it may have been requesting that they not do it, but this board doesn't have the power to tell them they can't do it. Neither could the one that voted against.
Votes you fellas make are not binding on county officers. Is that what you're saying?
They are all elected officials, equal with us, and we have no power over their office other than the bottom line on the budget.
In other business, the Board of Supervisors voted to approve an application to the Iowa DOT for 90% federal funding associated with needed crossing light signals at four railroad crossings along Buck Creek Road for safety reasons associated with the Elite Octane ethanol plant. Nick Bowdish, president and CEO of Elite Octane, said the applications are due by June 1st.
They do this once a year. They take all the applications. There's a scoring system, and then depending on the ultimate score of the project, we should learn by maybe July whether or not this would be a high enough priority to get funding. So in order to have a successful application, they do require a 10% participation.
The total cost of the project ranges anywhere from $250,000 to as much as $500,000. Bowdish proposed to have Cass County pick up 5% of the total cost of that 10%, with the Elite Octane the other 5%. Iowa Interstate Railroad has indicated they would pay for ongoing maintenance of the signals. The board agreed to support the application to the Iowa Department of Transportation. The news was brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate for great quality service. Give Myron Gross Real Estate a call at 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.